Several hundred people gathered at the N'Djamena International Airport Wednesday to welcome Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Chad's government says it mobilized civilians to receive Lavrov because he is the first top foreign official to visit after the inauguration of Mohamed Idriss Deby as Chad's president and the formation of a new government to end a three-year transition in the Central African state. Among those awaiting the Russian envoy is 38-year-old merchant Immaculate Jada. Jada says she expects Russia, one of the leading producers and exporters of wheat, to transfer technology and know-how to Chad, where civilians have enough land to produce wheat, rice, maize and beef, but do not have enough food to eat. She says she expects Russia to assist Chad in developing a viable electricity network that can bring electrical power to 90% of Chad's citizens. In a statement released Wednesday, Chad's government said Lavrov will discuss efficient methods to combat terrorism and enhance military, diplomatic, economic and trade ties between Chad and Russia. The government said Lavrov will also discuss the security situation in the countries of the Sahel as well as the war in Sudan, which has displaced close to 1 million people across Sudan's border to Chad and Libya. Chad says Russia will support it in dealing with the humanitarian crisis caused by the war against Boko Haram terrorists that has killed more than 36,000 people and displaced 3 million, according to the United Nations. Chad is fighting Boko Haram alongside troops from neighbors Cameroon, Chad, and Niger. Lavrov is visiting Chad at a time when Russia is expanding its military presence in Sahel countries, including Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso, Mauritania, Sudan, and Chad. At the same time, Sahel countries are asking troops of their former colonial ruler, France, to leave. Niger's military rulers said in May of this year, high-level talks were held with U.S. military officials in Niamey to coordinate plans to also withdraw more than 900 American military forces before the end of 2024. Chad says most U.S. troops left its territory before the Central African state's May 6 presidential elections. U.S. troops have been stationed in Chad and Niger to help local militias combat Islamist terrorists in Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso, Mauritania, Sudan, and Chad. Yamingi Betinbaye is a political analyst at Chad's Anthropology and Human Sciences Research Center. He spoke on Chad's state TV Wednesday. Betinbaye says Russia has been successfully reinforcing its military presence in countries of the Sahel region since 2021, when the Mali army, led by Colonel Assimi Goïta, seized power from President Ban Dao. He says Niger, Chad, Burkina Faso, and Mali that have military rulers are suspending military cooperation with France because Paris never succeeded in pushing back jihadist threats, even with the one-time presence of 5,500 stationed French troops in the region. Betinbaye said anti-French sentiments increased in the Sahel when France supported Niger's ousted president, Mohamed Bazoum, who was toppled by the popular military led by General Abdourahamane Tiani. He said the presence of France, a former colonial power in Central and West Africa and the Sahel, is largely seen as an exploitative and overbearing political influence. France has always said it is present in Africa to promote democracy, human rights, economic growth, and fight increasing insecurity. Russia started deploying military equipment and trainers to Sahel countries when military leaders who seized power began forcing out French troops. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.